In the name of Jesus, amen. Please be seated. So does this sound familiar? You'll never make it. You're not good enough. No, Mammy, look at you. I mean, look, take a good look at yourself. You got nothing. You can't win. Come on, face the facts. It's over. You don't have what it takes. You're not gonna amount to anything. Sound familiar? It should. It's from, you could say, false voices in our heads that seem real enough. But these put-downs are also echoed from Scripture, the Bible. So many accounts in the Bible involve put-downs like this. You're not good enough. You'll never make it. Can you think of one? Sound familiar? Young David, going against the powerful giant Goliath. They laughed at David, little David, scrawny David, with only a slingshot and the power of God. Good luck. You're not going to make it, David. You'll never amount to anything, David. Remember I said this is a false voice, a familiar false voice. David was strong in the Lord. David put on the armor of God. Remember the Apostle Paul in the book of Acts? Paul, the great Paul, he wrote our second reading, Ephesians, in the Holy Spirit. He's shipwrecked. You'll never make it, Paul. You're finished. Paul put on the armor of God. Paul was strong in the Lord. Paul made it all the way from that shipwreck to Rome to testify before the authorities about Jesus the Lord. When we are weak, the Bible says, we are strong. I hope that's a familiar voice. God's grace is sufficient for us. Our second reading today from the New Testament letter of Ephesians tells us to put on the whole armor of God, to be strong in the Lord, the power of His might. Just like David, we don't put on actual camo. We don't put on actual armor, you could say. Paul had nothing with his ship when it sank. David had a few stones. We don't actually take up arms that way. That's not what the Apostle Paul is talking about from our second reading from Ephesians. Rather, we're strong in the Lord. Our strength is in God and from God, and we put on the whole armor of God, which is the strength of His Word. His Word in us, His Word for us, His Word through us. In the Word of God, in Christ, in His love, in the Spirit and His power, we're good enough. We are. God's grace in Jesus Christ, God's Word says it to us clearly, is more than enough for us. God makes us right with Him and with others all through Christ, even when we don't feel all right. We have that power, which is in God's Word. And our second reading today occurs in Ephesians chapter 6. And Ephesians isn't a long book, six chapters. It's actually right at the end of Ephesians. And it comes at the end of all of these wonderful testimonies, these wonderful words about the power of God. Ephesians 1 begins this way, with grace and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, and then goes on wonderfully, in Christ we're predestined, we're redeemed, we're forgiven, we're given wisdom and insight. It's all there for us to receive right at the start of Ephesians. Our help is in the name of the Lord. And the most famous verses of Ephesians happen in Ephesians chapter 2. Might sound familiar. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this isn't your own doing. This is the gift of God, the work of God, not as a result of works so that no one may boast. And we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Words to take to heart. By grace we've been saved. Not our doing, but the gift and power of God. We walk in God's grace. We do good works, which He's already prepared for us to do. Let's look around and find them. Our strength is found in God. And now Paul closes Ephesians, a wonderful and short book, on the deep and wide and long, Paul says, power of God's love in Christ Jesus with these words: be strong in the Lord, in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, the authorities, the cosmic powers over this present darkness, spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. You know, Satan wants nothing more than for Christians to believe he doesn't exist. He's just some kind of myth. He wants nothing more than to get us to turn from the power of God. He wants nothing more than that, because he recognizes true power. Do we? To not believe and trust in the promises of Christ, that's what Satan wants. And what are the promises of Christ that bug Satan so much? We're saved by grace. It's a gift of God. We're predestined. Paul puts it that way. We're adopted. We're given insight and wisdom, all in Christ Jesus, the very wisdom and power of God. And we have put on Christ. There is one Lord, Ephesians says, one faith, one baptism. For as many of you were baptized into Christ, Paul says in Galatians, you put on Christ. You put him on. We put on the whole spiritual armor of God given to us, forgiveness, life, and salvation. We have eternal hope and insight to live wisely and walk with love. And why then are Christians so timid and so fearful? Someone might know I'm a Christian. Isn't it all a gift? Let them know. Ephesians tells us the armor and power of God. It's God's gift to us in Jesus Christ, to stand firm in it, to be strong in the Lord. We receive it, we sing it, we say it, we live it. And David illustrates it, doesn't he? He went with nothing but the power of God, which was everything he needed. Paul had nothing but the power of God, and that was everything he needed. We go with the power of God. When we are weak, we are strong in the Lord. His grace is more than enough for us. When we hear familiar voices, right, you're not good enough, you'll never make it, that's when God's word, I hope, overpowers it. Get out of here. Christ is good enough for me, absolutely. Christ makes it for me and for you. I live in Christ. I am a more than a conqueror in Jesus Christ. For neither death nor life, angels nor demons, Scripture says, the present nor the future, height nor depth nor anything else in all creation can be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. We have put on the armor of God. The Apostle Paul, after telling us that God gives to us all of this in Christ, ends his letter of Ephesians. You can think of it this way, with a final pep talk. Go team. Paul knows what he's talking about. He's a good leader. He's lived it. He's not just talked the talk. He's walked it. He's been through good times and really bad times. It says he's actually in bad times now, in chains in our reading. That's one good times. And in all times, he is content, though all times are held in God's time. And Paul knows the power of God in good and bad times to save, to deliver, to really be with us forever. Therefore, Paul says, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand firm. Stand therefore. And I love this illustration, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, shoes for your feet, the lightness and the readiness of the gospel of peace. Be a peacemaker. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith to guard us from that which is evil, to extinguish the flaming darts of the evil one, the helmet of salvation, to renew our minds in Christ, the sword of the Spirit, the very word of God, which rightly divides false from truth. And do you notice how all of this armor, from belt to shield to shoes to sword, all of it's the word of God. It's his truth, his righteousness, his gospel of peace. God's word is our strength and our armor. God's word is sufficient for us. God's word tells us that when I am afraid, I put my trust in the Lord. God has not given us, remember that verse sound familiar? He's not given us a spirit of fear or timidity, but a spirit of power and of love. God gives to us self-control and wisdom and strength to be strong and courageous. The Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. These are all verses from the Bible. And this week, I challenge all of us to find and listen to those verses from the Bible. They're everywhere. That tells us about the power of God. Verses like, the Lord is my helper. I will have no fear. Does this sound familiar? Does this sound familiar? You're gonna make it. God fights for you. You're more than good enough in the power and grace of Jesus Christ. There's always a way in Jesus. The way, the truth, and the life. Sound familiar? We've got everything we need in Jesus and more, our strength and our Savior. Jesus wins after all. The victory is His. He's risen. He will return. In Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit, we have what it takes, all of us, in God's Word. Just face the facts. We have the strength of God's mighty power. I hope this sounds familiar to you tomorrow and every day of your life. That's what God's Word wants to say to us every day. Be strong in the Lord and His mighty power. Put on the whole armor of God. Amen.